Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, your weekly guide through matters crucial to families and the preservation of traditional values in the Commonwealth and beyond. Archives of this and past shows are available at afaofpa.org. Now your host, a dedicated advocate for family values and the director of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, Diane Gramley.
People are just now discovering how dangerous allowing gay straight alliance clubs or GSAs in schools really is. They've been indoctrinating the nation's college and high school students in everything lesbian, gay, and bisexual. Now the T or transgender part is taking center stage. Organizations like the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network or GLSEN have been providing students with the how-tos on LGBTQ activism and convincing too many that they were homosexual. My guest today is Linda Harvey, president of the Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America, and she recently wrote an article entitled Secret Transition at School LGBTQ Clubs 2, and she posts interesting questions. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on today, Diane.
Now, am I just imagining this, or is it just, does it seem that people are just waking up to this GSA situation? We've known about it and been fighting it forever, seems like. Does it seem like people are just now waking up?
I think that's right. I think it's like everything else with the corruption that's been going on in schools and the indoctrination. It seems like right after COVID, everybody's eyes just were opened and parental rights became such a huge deal. I know you noticed this too, along about 2021, mm-hmm. when we had the Loudoun County situation and Fairfax County, Virginia, and lots of national publicity, finally, on some of the outrageous stuff that's been taking place in schools. And since then, I think there's been a lot of parents have been going, wait a minute, what is going on? So I know you have the same response, I'm sure, sometimes when you tell people that there are middle school, not just high school, but middle school LGBTQ clubs. Well, now there's elementary school clubs
yeah,
as well.
That's unbelievable. But yeah, as I'm listening to people talk, I think, well, I knew that a long time ago, you know, as far as, you know, Linda
right.
and I have been fighting this and other ones have been fighting this whole GSA thing. In fact, I remember you had a survey. Oh, goodness, I have no idea how many years ago it was, but just to find out how many GSAs, I can't remember the exact language in the survey, but I know we included that in one of our mailings that we provided with you. But again, I don't remember
right.
how long ago that was.
Oh, it's been 15 or so years ago.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that long. Don't say that.
yeah. I know.
Yeah. As mentioned in the intro, GLSEN, or the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, has played a major role in this. And I just checked their website last night and was shocked that as of February 6, 2026, they are now GLSEN, GLISTEN. And it says, quote, we are continuing our mission to create safe, affirming schools for all with a fresh outlook and renewed energy, unquote. In fact, their chief executive officer, Melanie Willingham Jaggers, said, quote, this is a year for transformation, not just for the GLSEN, G-L-I-S-T-E-N, team as individuals, but as an organization. This is not just a name change. It is a name evolution, unquote. So do you think you and I played a part in that?
I think we all did. You know, sometimes you don't know what kind of effect you're having, but I believe that over the years, yes, we have. And I think they're rebranding themselves because they've lost major donors. They've lost some federal money that they were getting through Obama and then through Biden. And they're seeing their, you know, core mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mission is going away. So they're trying to go broader on the whole DEI diversity issue.
Okay.
You see that on their website. So this way they're not locked into just the homosexuality and transgender issue, as bad as that is. They're going on the racial issue, immigration, and all of that.
Wow. So they're expanding their horizon to get more money.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, you mentioned a little bit ago that we now have GSAs in middle schools, but aren't they also some in elementary schools?
Right. And so this article that you mentioned that I posted and I put it up, oh, maybe 10 days, 2 weeks ago, is talking about how this latest Supreme Court ruling, the Mirabelli issue, ought to take a hard look at, and we can talk about that in more and more detail, take a hard look at all of the lessons and indoctrination at schools on the homosexuality and gender confusion issue, but also the non-curricular, extracurricular clubs and these GSAs and what kind of indoctrination they're doing, and then take a hard look at the fact that it's down in elementary schools. There are schools from coast to coast. You know, of course, it's mostly in the blue cities and blue areas. But, you know, we have a huge thing to walk back. Parents have got to wake up and not let this start happening in elementary schools. And they're often called rainbow clubs. Oh, of course, you know, parents aren't going to know unless you're tuned into this, because rainbows are part of all, you know, children's toys, children's media. And so they're not going to know that this is actually promoting homosexuality and gender confusion.
Now, do they have to have, like, in the elementary schools, I think they mostly meet during lunchtime. Do they have to have any kind of parental permission to be part of the, or to engage in this quote unquote rainbow club? Again, you like you said, it sounds like a fun and games thing.
Right. What's happened is that traditionally, none of the high school and middle school clubs needed parental permission. There's a couple of court cases that we can talk about more if we have time that have allowed kids to just go without parents knowing about it. It looks like, at least at the big Los Angeles Unified School District, one of the largest, if not the largest in the country, they specifically say in their activity guide for rainbow clubs that parental notification is not required for any student club participation. So that means that your third grader can go during lunch when you assume they're just having lunch. No, they're down learning about pronouns, learning about going the benefits of going to a pride parade, and so on.
I mean, that's corruption of minors, if you ask me.
It's absolutely. It's child abuse. It's mental corruption and should be outlawed everywhere, even in the high schools. There's no reason for this dangerous, non-essential behavior. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence anyone is born this way. No reason this needs to be a part of any club. And you know how they get away with it, Diane, is because of the Equal Access Act that was passed 30 years ago to allow Christian clubs in schools. It was a Supreme Court case. So, you know, Satan just turns that right around and says, oh, really? So we'll make this so that if it's student initiated, that's how they get around it. Oh, students wanted this. But how do they do that in the elementary
school? That's just what that was my thought. Exactly. Wow.
They're trying to sneak this through because you know that students are not initiating this. They're not putting out the Rainbow Club flyers and all of that in elementary schools. So
there has to be a teacher behind it or administrator behind it. Supposedly student initiated in high school, but there's... I think there's someone behind it, an adult behind it, pushing this to where a child, a student will say, well, we need to have a Gay Straight Alliance Club. Are they all called Gay Straight Alliance Clubs? Or in the case of elementary, Rainbow Clubs, but how about high school? Are they all GSAs?
There's different names. It started out, you know, because GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, before it changed its name. Their focus was on establishing as many of these clubs as possible. They have an activity guide on their website. And then the GSA Network, which is based in California, took off from that. It was Gay Straight Alliances, GSAs, in the beginning. And then when they embraced the transgender issue under all of the homosexual lobby and their whole umbrella, they decided to go to take the GSA letters and make it Genders and Sexualities Alliances. So you'll see a lot of the clubs are still, some are still Gay Straight Alliances, some are now Genders and Sexualities Alliances, or they're going even more vague so that only those who know will know, like Spectrum Club, like UBU, all kinds of diversity clubs.
Yeah, right. Diversity. I've seen Diversity Club.
Pride Club and so on.
So unless parents know and to do some investigation, I mean, I think these in the high schools, are those after school meetings usually, or it varies?
Usually they can vary, though, because often in the schools now they have a optional period, especially in middle school or high school, that where it's they meet during the school day and they get to go to their extracurricular club activities. And sometimes that's where the social emotional learning stuff is slotted into, which is another whole topic for another program.
It's all intertwined. Yeah. It's a giant web, and our kids are caught in the middle of it. And parents don't know, or if they do know, they don't know how to get their kid out of this giant web that's entangling them.
Yeah.
The court cases, there have been a couple of Supreme Court cases that have helped, help parents to regain their parental rights. So I think the most recent one you mentioned a little bit ago, explain what happened there. It was out of California.
Right. It's Mirabelli and there's versus Bonta, I think it is the name of the case, but it'll be going by Mirabelli, I think, in the future. What it did was basically invalidate. There were lots of different, injunctions, and then removing the injunction, and then removing the stay and putting the stay back on of a law. Anyway, it basically invalidates a law in California, if you can believe it.
Yeah,
but of course, we
I'm
do
shocked.
Believe it about California.
Yeah.
That allows for secret transitioning while at school of a child without the parents knowing about it. That is, if your son or daughter is gender confused and doesn't want to tell you anything about it, but has been convinced about this, goes to school, and while at school wants to be called another name, even dress, change into different clothes. They'll even allow that. That the schools are supposed to keep that secret unless the child wants them to divulge this to the parents. And we've had situations where kids have been roundly, seriously emotionally disturbed because of this interference in their lives.
Right.
At least one or two suicides or suicide attempts after the school messed with them in this way. So the Supreme Court basically invalidated that law. So what they're dealing with in this law is essentially school lessons and counseling issues. My question because again, back to our original premise, you and I and a whole bunch of other people have been dealing with these homosexual clubs and what a corrupting influence they are. And you know that secret transitioning is going on in these clubs, especially if parents do not have to be notified if kids decide they want to go. And so that's the issue. Get those clubs out of the school too. This Supreme Court case should apply to the school clubs because there's secret transitioning going on there. And we know it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's definitely damaging to kids because they're surrounded by a number of peers who are encouraging it.
Right. And they're getting affirmation to follow that path, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah.
And like you said, I mean, this was a California law. So that law was struck down. Am I understanding this correctly?
I believe it will eventually be struck down. What it ended up doing was there was a lawsuit, and then there was one court that allowed it to put a stay on the law, and the other one lifted the stay, and the Supreme Court's put the stay back on. So essentially it's going to be undone.
I have to go back through. Yeah, I know that even though there's not a state law in fact, I've read stories here in Pennsylvania, especially Philadelphia area, where they're doing that very thing. They're allowing kids to be the opposite gender, the opposite sex when they're in school, providing them with, quote unquote, they have to call them by the correct chosen name and by the correct pronouns and such, just affirming that delusion, which is what it is. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Even and as President Trump says many times, who would have thought? Even 10 years ago, really, when it comes to the transgender issue, that we would have so many kids who are identifying as transgender. And it's all because of, the internet, for one thing, and these GSAs, these Gay Straight Alliance clubs in schools that are encouraging them to pursue, if they're questioning their sex, then they're encouraged to pursue, maybe you're transgender, maybe you need to pursue this, you were born in the wrong body, et cetera, et cetera. And it is having a detrimental effect on our kids.
Think about it, Diane, and I know you and I have talked about this, but even if a parent has a child in school and they're totally assured that their child has no interest in these clubs, the problem is the very existence of that club on that campus and kids knowing that the club is on campus and what it stands for sends a big message to every child in the school that the people in charge, the adults, have investigated this. It must be a valid mm-hmm. lifestyle. People must be born this way. Yeah. And they just make that leap. And that's, of course, the leap that the whole gay lobby wants people to make. They want to indoctrinate kids to believe that some people are born this way. And no one is ever born this way. So that's one of the big... reasons this needs to be taken out of the schools.
A scientific fact shows that no one is born homosexual or transgender as far as that goes. And you mentioned, you know, just the fact that there's a GSA in the school, they, you know, just their existence, tells the kids that adults, they say it's okay, but they also put flyers out and things like that to announce their meetings. So it's more than just the presence, it's also their the flyers and such, the announcements that may well be over the intercom, as far as, you know, the GSA's meeting after school today or whatever.
I know and all of the events and things that they hold. Well,
true. With food, I'm guessing, more than likely food, as a as a draw for the students to come and attend just to check it out. So do you think that there'll be anyone that has enough guts to... I know that there's a bill in, that's been introduced in Harrisburg. I don't expect it to go anywhere because the Democrats control the state house. But there's been a bill introduced that would require parental consent for any child to participate in any club, any school club. And again, I don't expect it to go anywhere because the Democrats are totally A-OK with this kind of stuff. In fact, the Democrats have right now have a resolution, the co-sponsorship resolution circulating to declare May as Sex Ed for All Month. And that's exactly what they mean, for all. So can't count on the Democrats helping with this at all. I mean, and you know, parents, as you've said, parents need to wake up and need to attend those school board meetings and need to write their legislators and say, this is in my kid's school, this is having a detrimental effect upon my kid and other students too, and it needs to go away.
Well, every single person out there who has a heart for children, and I especially appeal to people who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and confess to be believers and know that this is deeply wrong and that there are children being corrupted every single day in these schools by these clubs and all of the other activities that go along with all of this. Those people's consciences need to bother them, even if they don't have a child in the school.
Yeah.
They need to figure out how they can get a few people together in their community and go to the school board meeting and just start educating people and saying, this is wrong. There is nobody born this way. There's no activities, behaviors that are damaging to the body, deeply harmful emotionally and mentally and socially. And that this never should be promoted to children in any form, and to just keep that education drumbeat going, because we're never going to get anywhere unless people speak up.
Absolutely. We're not going to. I know parents are sometimes frustrated, many times frustrated, because they approach their school board and nothing happens. Right. And that's, you know, the school board's supposed to be representing the people that voted them in. And then many times school boards, though, are they have unfunded mandates. They have their hands tied. They're told you can't do this, can't do that, especially if they're a member of the National School Board Association, and who's very much in bed with all this stuff also, as far as that goes.
Right.
So we need to be praying. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's still, well, it's a long game. We have to think about, you might not get it, you know, this meeting or next meeting or even next year. We just have to keep educating people.
Yeah. Another part that you said, can't we apply the parental rights religious freedom findings of both the Mirabella and the Maryland case, I can't pronounce that, extracurricular activities in school like these clubs.
Right. The Mahmoud case was about these homosexual gender deviant books read to children in classes in elementary school and parents having a right to say no.
Right.
That was so it's basically about the books.
About the books. That's a whole different program as far as, because that's truly corruption of minors.
And, absolutely.
So parents need to know what's going on in their schools. Parents need to be willing to speak, and not just parents, as you're saying. Parents, taxpayers, I mean, we're paying taxes, paying school taxes. They need to be willing to speak at school board meetings if they find something, when they find something objectionable in their district, and approach the school board with the facts, be willing to fight it all the way. As Title IX was fought under Biden, at this point we won. Put it like that.
I know. Yeah. Right. So far we've won. I mean, all that effort that they put into trying to, you know, miraculously change definitions and mm-hmm. enforce this on all the schools and yeah. an entirely new definition of sex yeah. and sexual harassment. Yeah. It's all undone by Trump, and praise yeah. the Lord for that.
Absolutely. Congress needs to get something and put some of these executive orders into law. That needs
yes,
to be done
right.
for sure. How can
yes.
folks contact you?
Well, go to missionamerica.com, and that's our website, and you'll see this article right now is at the top right, and so you can read that, and then if you want to contact me, just send through the contact us a link on the homepage at missionamerica.com. You can send an email.
Okay, sounds good. That's missionamerica.com, and the contact button is right up there at the top. Thanks so much, Linda, for being with us, and the fight goes on.
It does. Thank you so much, Diane, for all you do.
Okay, you take care. Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you for joining us on American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. Please note that the views and opinions expressed by our guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the AFA of Pennsylvania. We value your opinions as well. To continue the conversation, visit afaofpa.org, where you'll find links to all our social media. If you're passionate about defending traditional values in our state, we invite you to get involved with the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. Visit our website at afaofpa.org or write P.O. Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323 to learn more and to take action. Together, we can make a difference for the families and the future of Pennsylvania.